one of the ways to perhaps better understand this teaching which Jesus gives is to remember how St. Mark introduces this conversation between Jesus and the disciples of both the Baptist and the Pharisees. He says these disciples were accustomed to fast. Well, Jesus, by his answer, fulfills perfectly what the letter and the spirit of God's law is requiring fasting. Notice Jesus doesn't say, well, those disciples were wrong, it's not necessary to fast. What he does is correct kind of something that all of us can fall into. We can get into a rut, and our spiritual exercises can become somewhat routine. We go through the motions. We don't concentrate necessarily a great deal. What Jesus points out is what the true nature of fasting is. The disciples of the Pharisees and John were making fasting the end in itself, and that's not the true meaning or purpose of fasting. Jesus corrects that when he says, you pour new wine into new wineskins. It's a whole new way of understanding fasting. It's the means, it's a preparation to do one thing, to recognize and to stay close to and follow the bridegroom, Jesus himself. And so the church reminds us that it doesn't have to be Advent or Lent to do this kind of spiritual activity. Any time is a good time, but understand what it really is to do. It's to help us, in a certain sense, get rid of all the things that we've allowed to build up in our lives that present obstacles to us, or perhaps making us a little too comfortable and deceiving us into thinking we're doing what the Lord wants when it's really we're doing what we want.